Hi guys, we're back again with another episode. Thank you so much guys for your support and for loving the previous episode, Believe. So today we're going to be talking about faith, and we're going to just talk a little bit about a testimony that I have, and hopefully you can take something from it. So a lot of times when people say faith, we all think that, oh, we have faith, you know? And if I have faith for something to happen, it should happen, right? Well, the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. So you actually need to do something, right, with your faith. You can't just have faith and just not do anything. So I'm going to give an example using a testimony. I was not doing too well in one class, honestly. And I realized that I had to do something about it. The professor was not reaching out to me. She was not responding to my emails. So I said to myself, this lady is going to give me a passing grade. I didn't know how, where, or when. So 24 hours before my grades could be posted online, she calls me and says, hi, I'm going to give you a chance to redeem your grade. You have to write a paper, 5-page paper with this specifications. You have 24 hours. I was very grateful, but at first I wanted to start complaining. Why? Because I was taking care of a baby. 24 hours was not going to be enough. It was already nighttime. How could this lady do this to me? But I had to catch myself. I'm the one who said that I wanted a chance to redeem my grade. That was my faith. And now I have to act on it, because me complaining and being complacent would have made me procrastinate to do the paper. And in procrastinating, I would have waited till last minute to get it done. Obviously, I would not be able to produce the best paper. So I had to stop myself and thank God for good friends. One of my friends called me and calmed me down and helped me think it through. And honestly, it was not as bad as I thought. But imagine if I said to myself, this lady is going to give me a passing grade. And when she gave me the opportunity, I was not prepared and ready to actually get my passing grade. And then when I failed, or if I had failed, I would say, God's not there. God didn't listen to me. God, I thought I had faith. Whole time, he gave me the blessing, but I was supposed to just reach out for it and get it. I have to play my part. So a lot of times, sometimes we forget that, hey, you have a part to play as well. You can't just tell God that, God, I want this and I want that, and you're not even ready to manage what he's going to give you. You're not even ready. You're not even expectant to receive. The Bible says all things are yours. So if all things are yours, all you have to do is reach out for it. For example, you receive a gift and it's wrapped up. You're never really going to know what's in the gift until you unwrap it. It's the same thing. Reach out. Go for it. You have faith to do something? Leap out and do it. Faith without works is dead. So I hope this story helps somebody out there today. I like to keep my podcast nice and short so I can talk to you guys next week. All right. Well, send me your testimonies if you have any. And make sure you act today. If you're believing God on something, have faith and do. do like you already have it. Because you do. All right. I love you guys. And have a blessed week. Thank you.